Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Even in the morning, we say, Lord, your joy is enough for us. Your joy is our strength, O God, because even when we go through anything and everything that we face in life, in the early hours of the day, in the noon, at night, your joy is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I open to the show. Let's praise with the sounds of a Michelle Joy. Sawubona, sawubona, sawubona lapho ekhaya. Ekuseni ngegama nguSibongile kaMfuke nginawe ngiyoze kuyoshaya ihora lika 7 khona lana kwiRadio Pulpit, your daily companion. Ngihlelele njalo usis Ayanda Nenemba. And I hope that we are going to be blessed of the Lord. We are going to be encouraged of the Lord. Sisazilungisa namhlanje, sisahlela ilanga lethu kahle, commanding our day, preparing ourselves for going to church on this awesome Sunday. Trusting God for the blessings, zanamhlanje, trusting God for opening doors for this week. Simbonga njalo, because He is right there with us. You know what I love about God is that before sifika evikini so khona izolo bokumgqibelo namhlanje isonto, God was already in Sunday. God was already in today. He knows everything about today. He knows everything about this week. Usekhona kule viki lonke leli. Ungena nathi asingeni sodo simthola seka silindele. Bese ke he leads the way because he knows what's best for us. He knows what's better for us. He knows what we need in this week. He knows everything. He is God. And so siyambonga kanjalo na namhlanje ekuseni ngikubingelele, and I hope that you are going to be blessed by everything that we have planned for you namhlanje nje. I am going to ask umfundisi uJones Maleka to lead us in prayer. Sisaqala njalo unyaka ku 2023. Sisaqala sidinga amandla. You know, we need the Lord to be empowered of the Lord, Holy Spirit, to run with His word in our neighborhoods, in our families. And so I am going to take a song. Pray until something happens. Tandaza kuze kobonakala ama results, ama fruits womkhuleko wakho. And so after that, Pastor Jones Maleka will be leading us in prayer as the body of Christ, as we pray for strength, as we pray for God's empowerment in 2023. Sikijime ngalo levangeli kukho konke lihlale lise malimini ethu, on our tongues, never leaving our tongues. Kukho konke sikusho yesicabangayo kuqale from the word, kuqale ngamandla kaJehova. Ngikuvuselele njalo namhlanje ekuseni, if you just joined us. Let's praise nguSibongile kaMfuke nginawe kuze kuyoshaya u7 hlelele njalo usis Ayanda nangujaha uxolani jaha athi icilongo.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
I greet you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Jones Maleka from Radio Pulpit in Pretoria. Family, please join me today as we intercede for the church to be strong in the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you the honor and the praise. The Bible in the book of Acts chapter 2, it says, Lord, when they were in the upper room, the Spirit of the Lord came upon the church. Lord God Almighty, they all spoke in tongues as they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, as Jesus promised to them to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and empower them to be strong in the Lord, to preach the gospel across Judea, Jerusalem, and across the globe. Father, we say, Lord, let the Holy Ghost fire of the Lord energize the church edify the church, exhort the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that, Lord, every believer is filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Dear Heavenly Father, without the Holy Spirit, Lord, we cannot make it, we cannot be effective, Lord, in the work of the ministry on this earth. Right now, we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ. As believers were united in the book of Acts, Lord, I speak unity, Father God, upon the body of Christ, that, Lord, each and every believer, Lord God, is taking his or her role to fulfill the mandate that, Lord, you have for the church. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that, Lord, all churches across the globe are united, Lord. All churches across the globe, Lord God, are united. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, oh, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord. Those who acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus died for them and rose from the dead on the third day, are all united, Lord God, and are all interceding for the body of Christ, are all interceding for their countries, are all interceding for their continents, are all interceding for their leaders in church, in parliament, in the mighty name of Jesus, those serving in offices, Lord. We decree and we declare that, Lord, your kingdom is being established on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord of Lords, for Jesus said that we should preach this gospel of the kingdom. Oh, Lord God Almighty, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth. Right now, Lord God, we allow peace of God to reign. Dear Heavenly Father, you have placed us on this earth, Lord, as ambassadors of heaven. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that, Lord, we are not of this world. What this world is experiencing, we will not experience. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, evil things that are happening across the globe, Lord, we will not experience. The angels of the Lord are encamping around us 24/7. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are protected, Lord. We will not die but live. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare favor, grace upon the body of Christ. Heavenly Father, let those who are not saved see example with us. See how God is gracious. See how God is merciful. See how God is great in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. We are testimonies. We are salt and the light of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, the world, the earth will not decay while we are in this world. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God Almighty, for restoration of countries, for restoration of continents, restoration of provinces. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare favor, grace upon, Lord God, the earth. In Jesus' name, Lord, you created Adam and Eve, Lord, and you placed them in the place of provision, the Garden of Eden, everything, Lord God, they needed, everything they wanted and desired, Lord, was in the Garden of Eden. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that whoever is living in this world, Lord, will not starve in the mighty name of Jesus, for you have provided for them, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God Almighty, for grace, favor, oh God, your love, that endures forever in the name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, we pray for fivefold ministries in Jesus' name across the globe. These leaders, these men and women of God, that you have called them, you have chosen them, Lord God, to lead these ministries. We speak encouragement, we speak edification, we speak love, we speak protection. We also pray for their loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy has no power. Dear Heavenly Father, we speak protection, favor, grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for fighting for them. No evil spirit, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord of Lords. We thank you, King of Kings. Oh, we pray for the apostles, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the prophets, Lord. We pray, Lord Heavenly Father, for pastors, Lord. We pray, Lord God Almighty, for teachers of the word. We pray, Lord God, for the evangelists across the globe in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them unite. Let them be effective in the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, they are growing spiritually, academically, financially in Jesus' name. The peace of God is upon them. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for organizing people, situations, and environments, Lord, for their needs and wants to be met in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. Their ministries are growing spiritually. Their ministries are growing in number. The Bible declares that, oh, as believers were gathered in the upper room, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, 3,000 were added unto them. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for spiritual growth upon churches across the globe in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we decree and we declare that souls are coming to you in large number in the name of Jesus. We are standing, Father God, as intercessors. We are standing as believers, Lord, to remind you about your way. The Bible declares that in the book of Isaiah 62, verse number 6, that you have posted the watchmen over the walls of Jerusalem to remind the Lord about his promises. They should not keep quiet day and night in the name of Jesus. Father, we will not cease praying, Lord, till your kingdom, Father God, is established on this earth in the mighty name of Jesus. You are so great. You are so wonderful. Let your name be above every name. The word of God declares that the devil is the god of this world. However, we as believers have been given power over him to come against all his plans, to come against all his evil plans, against this nation, against the church, against the world, in Jesus' name. Father, the Bible declares that we should and we must rebuke him. When we rebuke him, he will flee from us. In Jesus' name, you Satan, we rebuke you right now. Take your hands off this world. Take your hands off everyone living in this world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. There is no other God like you in this world, whole world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering upon the surfaces of the waters. In the mighty name of Jesus. As God declared the word of God, as he declared in creation, the Spirit of the Lord started to put things in place, started to create. Father, we know that, Lord, when we pray, the Spirit of the Lord will be at work, will manufacture, will create in Jesus' name. Our words, Lord, are powerful to create in the name of Jesus. For we call the things that do not exist as though they were. Father, as a centurion man said to Jesus, just speak a word, my servant will be healed. Father, what the world needs, what the church needs, is the word of God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the word of God is being taught in all churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Let the power of the Holy Ghost be upon all churches across the globe in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that all churches, Father God, that acknowledge that Jesus died for them and rose from the dead are strong, are powerful, are victorious churches in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word says that the harvest is plenty, but laborers are few. And we should and we must pray to God to send laborers. Father, we decree and we declare that, Lord, you are sending laborers, Father, across the globe to preach the gospel of Jesus. Let this gospel, Father God, reach to every soul across the globe, across all the continents of the world. We decree and we declare that, Lord, seven continents of this world are saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you are great, Father. We pray for mighty move of the Spirit in every continent, in every country, in every province, in the name of Jesus. We say, Lord, let this revival sweep these nations. Let this revival attract many souls unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Your name is powerful. There is power in the mentioning of your name. Dear Heavenly Father, we decree and we declare that churches, Father God, the body of Christ, is taking over media to spread the gospel, is taking over national media to spread the gospel, and international media to spread the gospel. Thank you, Father God, for putting spirit-filled men and women of God in charge of this media across the globe, who will give slots to churches, to ministers of the gospel, to believers, to spread the word of God. Thank you, Father. When we preach your word, the Bible declares that signs and wonders shall follow us, shall follow your word. For we believe in you. You are the God of miracles. We believe in miracles, Lord. Lord, you said in your word in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy, shall see visions, and old men and women shall dream dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, dreams and visions are the results of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against nightmares. People who are having nightmares. In the name of Jesus, we come against those evil spirits right now. Father God, we decree and we declare today that, Lord, your sons and daughters will start to see visions and prophesy. Old men and women will dream dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, dear Heavenly Father, for you speak to us through the Holy Ghost. And Lord God, you also reveal yourself unto us in dreams and visions. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Every believer is led by the Spirit of God across the globe. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and we declare that the church seeks, Father, O God, to recognize your voice, to follow your lead in everything that the church does. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we give you the praise. We are going back to the first love, Lord God, as Jesus spoke to seven churches, O God, in the book of Revelation chapter 2. He reminded the church about her first love. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. When the church of Jesus started in the upper room, they were all united. They were in one accord. They were caring for each other. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon them. Dear Heavenly Father, we go back to the first love as the church. We decree and we declare the Lord in the church of Ephesus, Lord God Almighty. O people, Lord God, bend their magic books because of deliverance, because of miracles that were happening at the church. In the name of Jesus, let miracles, Father, let signs and wonders, Father, happen in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, when we are united, Lord, we will stand and do exploits. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, O Father God. Let the church go back, Father God, to her knees to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for rising men and women who will pray day and night across the globe in the name of Jesus, as the word of God is spreading through televisions, radios, and media. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the Lord is accompanying your word in Jesus' name. People, Lord, are being impacted through airwaves in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, oh Father. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse number 12, it says you are watching over your word to perform it. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we speak, as we pray, Father, prayer of faith, you are watching over your word to perform it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are not complaining in prayer, but we are speaking victory. We are speaking deliverance. We are speaking power in the mighty name of Jesus, for you will do the very same things that you hear us say according to the book of Numbers 14 verse 28 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, King of Kings, for establishing, Lord God, your word, your kingdom on this earth. In Jesus' name, the church is powerful. The gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. All demons, agents of the devil that are trying to attack churches, that are trying to attack believers across the globe, will not prevail in Jesus' name. You Satan, your plans are failing in the name of Jesus. You don't have any power, any influence upon the church. Take your hands off the church in Jesus' name. I speak the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the church. Fire of the Holy Ghost upon the church. Fire of the Holy Ghost upon the church. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we pray for all believers across the globe that, Lord, they are supporting their ministries. They are supporting the body of Christ spiritually, financially, to explore across the globe, to explore through media, to explore through social media, to explore through publications in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, O Father. We are kingdom financiers. Believers across the globe are kingdom financiers. Lord God, you are providing for them and their loved ones as they are taking care of the gospel, as they are spreading the gospel. You are providing for them. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all partners who are partnering with the body of Christ, ministers of the gospel across the globe to spread the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those who are partnering with media houses that are spreading the gospel, Lord, we speak God's provision, we speak God's blessings, we speak generational blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. The seeds that they sow will grow in Jesus' name. Even their generation to come, Lord God, will benefit from them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for generational favor, generational blessings, generational grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for revival. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost that is taking over upon churches, that is taking over through believers. In Jesus' name, souls are coming to the Lord. Souls are coming to the Lord in large number. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. We are travailing for those who are not born again, Lord. As a woman is giving birth, Father, we are standing in the gap. We are standing strong, Father God, for those who don't know you, to come, Lord God, into your kingdom, to accept you as their Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus. We have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.